a carriage drawn by five fine white chargers. Riding in the carriage was the wealthy brother. The wealthy brother looked ahead. The sun was setting, and there, perched at the top of a hill, stood an inn, the sun blazing behind it. Well, the wealthy brother instructed his driver to go to the inn. Out walked the wealthy brother. He walked in. He bought himself a creaking table laden with fine foods, a soft feather bed, and he fell asleep. But not far behind him came his poor brother. He had no fine carriage in which to ride, and so he rode upon the back of his mare. They arrived at the inn, but the poor brother had no money to buy a table or a bed, and so that night he lay in the hay, having tied his mare beside his wealthy brother's carriage, and he fell asleep. Miracle of miracles. His mare gave birth to a foal, and the beautiful little newborn horse tried to stand on its unsteady legs, but promptly fell and rolled beneath the wealthy brother's carriage. Well, the next morning, the wealthy brother came out, saw the fine young horse beneath his carriage, and said, "Well, brother, look! My carriage has given birth to yet another foal." His poor brother said, "My brother, my mare gave birth to that foal." "No, brother, my carriage did, and I'll have that horse. I'll take it to every judge in the land until I get it. How do you think I got so rich?" And so it was that the two brothers went before judge after judge, but no judge in all the land of Russia could decide who was the liar and who told the truth, until news of their argument reached the greatest judge in all the land, the Tsar himself. The Tsar sat upon a mighty throne, draped in ermine, a crown of heavy gold and gems, a tilt upon his head. And he listened to the two brothers' stories and finally said, "Frankly, I don't care which one of you is a liar and which one of you is telling the truth. But I like riddles. Riddles, riddles, riddles. And so whichever one of you two brothers best answers my riddles, he shall be awarded the horse. So listen. Is the swiftest and strongest thing in all the world? What is the fattest thing in all the world? What is the softest thing in all the world? And what is the loveliest? Now, two of you, go and bring me your answers here tomorrow in the morning." Well, out ran the wealthy brother as fast as he could. He could not think of a single answer to the Tsar's strange riddles, so immediately ran to the door of his godmother and knocked upon it. She opened it up. She was a wise and worldly woman. She looked at him and said, "Oh, godson, come in, come in."
"Thank you, godmother, thank you, godmother."
They slammed the door, and he said,
"Godmother, the Tsar has posed me riddles. You must help me."
"Yes, what are they?"
And she thought and said,
"Well, I think that the swiftest and strongest thing in the world must be your godfather's piebald mare. Why, it runs so swiftly, none of the horses of the peasants can catch her. As for the fattest thing in the world, that must be the speckled boar. We've been fattening it for 3 years. It's so fat it can't see its own feet. The fattest thing in the world. As for the softest thing in the world, well, that would have to be eiderdown. Eiderdown pillows, eiderdown blankets. The softest thing in the world. And as for the loveliest, that would have to be my little nephew, Ivanushka. He's only 3. I love him. The loveliest thing in the world."
So the wealthy brother took those answers to bed with him. Oh, but the poor brother, he had no wealthy godmother to consult. And so sadly he walked home. He lived in a hovel all by himself with his little daughter, Vasilisa. Vasilisa was only 7. But she was an exceedingly clever child. And as sadly he came into the door, she looked at him and said,
"Papa, Papa, why so glum?"
"Oh, daughter, the Tsar has posed me an impossible riddle. I do not know how to answer them."
"Papa, what are they?"
And he told Vasilisa the riddles, and she looked at him, and her eyes began to sparkle with the light of the wit that lived in her mind. And she sang, "The morning is wiser than the night, Papa. The morning is wiser than the night, Papa. The morning is wiser than the night, wiser." And immediately she began to think and said,
"Papa, I think that the swiftest and strongest thing in the world must be the wind. For when it blows, nothing can stop it and nothing can catch it. As for the fattest thing in the world, well, wouldn't that be the earth itself? For although there are so many of us upon it, there seems always to be room for at least one more. As for the softest thing, I think that's a man's hands. No, for think, Papa, even if he should sleep upon an eiderdown pillow, he always folds his hands together and puts them beneath his ear. As for the loveliest thing in the world, I think that must be sleep. What's more lovely than sleep when you really need it?"
The old man listened to these answers, and knowing no others, took them to bed with him. And next morning, to before the Tsar. The two brothers, wealthy and poor, fell to their knees before the Tsar, and each gave his set of answers. The Tsar narrowed his eyes, beetled his brows, looked down at the wealthy brother and said,
"Wealthy brother, you."
"Yes, great Tsar."
"Go away."
"Pardon me, great Tsar."
"Go away. I did not like your answers. Go away. You'll go."
"Yes, great Tsar. Yes, great Tsar."
And out the wealthy brother ran, not to be seen again. But then the Tsar looked at the poor brother, narrowed his eyes even further, and said,
"Very good answers, eh, you? Yes, good answers, but surely you didn't think them up. Look at you. You're a simple fellow. I can see it in your face. Someone told you those answers. Tell me, who was it? You cannot lie to the Tsar."
"Great Tsar, it was my little daughter, Vasilisa.
She's only 7, but she's very..."
"Only 7 years old? And she thinks she can match wits with the Tsar of all the Russias, does she? Well, we shall see about that."
A very clever child. Aha!
That was when the Tsar noticed, hanging from his loose cuff, was a single thread of silk. He plucked it off and handed it to the old man and said,
"Here, take the single thread of silk and give it to your daughter, Vasilisa, who thinks she's so clever that she can match wits with me, and tell her that by tomorrow morning, out of all the silk in this little thread, she must weave me an entire silken towel. Now go."
The poor man ran out as fast as he could, holding the meager thread of silk. And he burst into his hut, and there, dancing about the light of a candle, so that her shadows looked as if they were the wings of black birds upon the walls, was his daughter. And she said,
"Papa, why so glum?"
"Vasilisa, the Tsar has posed this impossible riddle. Look, look.
And he showed her the little thread of silk and told her what the Tsar had said. But she looked at him and smiled and sang. The morning is wiser than the night, Papa. The morning is wiser than the night, Papa. The morning is wiser than the night, wiser. And she looked about, and there in the corner she noticed, upright, was a broom. She knelt by the broom and snapped one of the little twigs from the brush of the broom, and she gave it to her papa. And she smiled and said,
Papa, take this little twig to the Tsar and tell him I said that if in one day his very best carpenters in one day can of all the wood in this tiny twig make for me a perfect tiny loom, then I will weave him a perfect tiny towel upon it.
Well, the man took this answer the next morning to the Tsar, who said,
What? She said, What? Dare me. What? Blast. Someone clever than I thought. No one shall outwit the Tsar of all the Russia. No 7-year-old child. Let me see. Hey, you there. You. Come here. Bring that basket of eggs. Here.
A servant had been making his way across the chamber. The Tsar took the basket of 150 raw eggs and placed them in the old man's hand.
Since your daughter thinks she's so clever, she can match wits with me. Tell her that by tomorrow morning, she must take all these eggs and raise them to full chickens after hatching them, and then she must cook them and bring them here for my breakfast. Now go!
The frightened man ran home as fast as he could, and he burst into his hut. But there, dancing about the light of her candle was Vasilisa. And she said,
Papa, why so glum?
Oh, daughter, look. The Tsar told me you must hatch these eggs and cook them to bring them for his breakfast. They must be chickens. I do not, it is impossible.
But the light of wit sparkled behind her eyes, and she danced about, whirling and sang, The morning is wiser than the night, Papa. The morning is wiser than the night, Papa. The morning is wiser than the night, wiser. Immediately she went to a bag of millet, and she took a few of the grains into her hand and handed the millet to her father and said,
Papa, take this millet to the Tsar and tell him I said that if in one day his very best farmers can of all this millet plant it and grow it and reap it and grind it into meal, then I will feed all this one-day millet to my one-day chicks.
She said what? Blast! She said what? Oh, dear.
The Tsar was not pleased.
Your daughter will not outwit me, no.
By this time, the poor peasant man was shaken and frightened.
Don't just sit there, I'll think of... I wish to see your daughter, Vasilisa, here, at the palace at first light tomorrow morning. But... she must come here. Neither on foot, nor on horseback.
she must come here, neither dressed nor undressed. Let's see you do that. And she must bring me a gift that is not a present. Now go!
Well, the poor man ran home with these last impossible things, and he told his daughter what the Tsar had commanded. But she looked at him and smiled. And one last time she sang, "The morning is wiser than the night, Papa. The morning is wiser than the night, Papa. The morning is wiser than the night, wiser.
Papa, go to the sea and buy me a fisherman's net. And then go to the hunters, Papa, and buy the biggest live rabbit that they own, and also a partridge, Papa. But make sure that its wings have not been clipped, so that it can fly."
See, Lisa, this is the Tsar. The Tsar you play these games with.
Papa!
Very well. I'll go.
And so the father went and brought back the things he had promised. And the next morning, the Tsar stretched upon his balcony, wondering what would happen, when suddenly he looked out across the grassy courtyard through the immense gates of his palace, and there, outside, in front of the gates, something sat upon the road, and he said,
"Oh dear! Oh dear, that's she! Oh, blast, she's early! My robes! Bring me my robes!
He immediately was dressed. Down the long marble stairs he ran, his robe billowing out behind him. Open through the door.
Open those gates,
he called, and the gates were opened. And there he stopped and stared.
What? You're Vasilisa, aren't you?
Yes, great Tsar.
That's what I was afraid of. How did you get here, child?
Why, she'd been hopping along the road with one foot on the back of the big rabbit and the other on the earth.
Oh, no! You're neither on foot or on horseback, are you?
No, great Tsar.
Blast! Well, I've got two more, and what have you done with all your clothes?
Why, she'd taken them all off, but wrapped herself around and around and around and around in the fisherman's net. And he said,
"Oh, no! You're neither on foot nor on horseback. You're neither dressed nor undressed, are you?"
"Well, no, great Tsar."
"No, great Tsar. Blast. Well, I've got one more. What's that?"
And she held up the partridge.
"Oh, for you, greatest and wisest of Tsars, a gift."
"A gift? Well, that's better. Thank you."
The Tsar was about to take the bird when suddenly it flew off.
"Oh, no! It flew off before it could be presented to me. You're neither dressed nor undressed. And you're not on horseback."
"No, great Tsar."
"Hey, little girl, I know that you and your father are poor, and you live out there in the world somewhere. Tell me, what's it like to
to live out in the world and to be poor.
Well, my papa fishes for fish in the middle of the dusty road, and then I make fish chowder in my skirt.
What? That's impossible. No one can do those things.
Vasilisa curtsied and said,
"No more impossible would you say, O greatest and wisest of czars, than for a carriage to give birth to a foal."
And the old czar looked at her. And he smiled and said,
"No. No more impossible, child." This is the most fun I've had in years. Very well. I hereby declare that this child's father shall be given his horse. Why not? And what that? Why not? Let's invite your father here to come to the royal palace, eh? To become the royal stableman, and have more horses than he knows what to do with. And as for you, Vasilisa, yes, on account of your wit and your courage, well, I'd like to invite you here to live at the palace also, and to be raised as a great lady, eh? And travel the world as you see fit, eh? For indeed, you are a wise little girl.